This week we're looking at Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 29 verses 4 through 7. Now, chapter 29, it's got a lot more in it than just these couple little verses I'm going to read. This was a letter that Jeremiah wrote to the exiles. Hear God's word, Jeremiah 29, 4 through 7. The Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, sends this message to all the captives that he has exiled to Babylon from Jerusalem. Build homes and plan to stay. Plant gardens and eat the food you produce. Marry and have children and find spouses for them and have many grandchildren. Multiply, do not dwindle away, and work for the peace and prosperity of Babylon, and pray to the Lord for that city. May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word. That's a message that is good for our day and time. People down in South Florida and South Carolina, many places around that's been touched by natural disasters, need to rebuild. And also it says in Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you plans for hope, a future of hope." Well, thanks be to God. What an encouraging message. In the middle of all this challenges, the Lord's saying, "I have a plan for you and I give you hope." Well, pray you're having a good day. God bless. Thank you for tuning in to the online service.